Our series, Meet Your Mind, A User's Guide to the Science of Consciousness, is supported by Promega Corporation, providing tools and technologies for research in life science, and the Knorr Foundation, exploring meaning and commonality of human experience.
Suppose you found out your husband talks in his sleep and says the filthiest, most outrageous things you could imagine. Karen Slavik-Leonard's first impulse was to laugh, and then to start recording her husband's nighttime ramblings. Soon she started a blog, first for family and friends, and then for anyone else who might be interested. The blog went viral, and now she's come out with a book with the same title, Sleep Talkin' Man. So how did Karen first discover that her husband talks in his sleep?
I suffer from insomnia, so Adam had fallen asleep with no problem, and I was lying there with the computer doing things, and suddenly he said, "Enough with the cheese! Enough!" And I thought that was, I was really, really amused, and I ended up laughing him awake. And he didn't believe me. And then a couple weeks passed, and I think he said, "Little people are funny. Yes, 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 yes." And it just snowballed from there. And they just got more and more bizarre, because Sleep Talking Man is so extraordinarily different from my husband.
Well, we had to talk about this a little bit, and we have to be careful, of course, because it turns out some of the things he says are really quite nasty. He has...
They're horrible. He's a jerk.
Yeah. Well, and a foul-mouthed jerk.
Yes. Adam is lovely. He's humble. He's kind and respectful. And Sleep Talking Man is exactly the opposite of all of those things.
As a matter of fact, I think maybe this is a good time to hear some of what he says. Well, there's one when he talks about an army of runner ducks. Let's listen.
Oh, yeah. There's my army of runner ducks. I'm going to take over the world with a waddle and a quack and a waddle and a quack. I'm going to rule this world. Yeah.
I really love that. But for listeners who couldn't quite understand it, what he's saying is, with my army of runner ducks, I'm going to take over the world with a waddle and a quack and a waddle and a quack. I'm going to rule this world. Yeah.
So this is a kind of recurring theme. Animals, we hear lots about chickens and badgers and hippos and...
Oh, and there's a thing or two in the course of things about guinea pigs. They seem to pop up regularly, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Guinea pigs make terrific drinking buddies. Just don't eat them.
Where do you think all of this comes from?
Actually, animals are probably a bit more a part of our lives than is necessarily typical. So I'm really animal crazy, and Adam is partially animal crazy. But also, maybe they're just a great source of wackiness.
But it's not just animals either, is it? There was, here's one about aliens in space.
Do they know it's Friday in space? Do aliens look forward to the weekend?
Is it Friday in space? Do they know? Do aliens look forward to the weekend? You talk about your blog, Sleep Talkin' Man, and in addition to everybody's enjoyment of it, there's been a fair amount of discussion of whether this is, well, frankly, whether it's a hoax. It often seems just too weird to believe. Is it real?
It is real. And when the blog went viral, which came as a real shock to us, that certainly came up. There were certainly some people out there who, you know, immediately doubted it and said things like, this must be a big marketing campaign that's building up to something. And Adam and I had to think pretty early on how we felt about that. And what we realized pretty quickly was that for people who were going to doubt the authenticity, there was probably nothing we were ever going to be able to do to prove anything to them. And we decided to just be okay with the fact that some people would doubt it. Actually, loads and loads of people talk in their sleep. Adam might be especially witty, but it's not at all uncommon.
Well, speaking of how witty your husband is, we have one more that I'd like to end with. It's Adam claiming to be Mediterranean man.
Mediterranean man. Hear my cry. tzatziki and tremble with fear. I will cut you with my throwing beater.
It's Adam Leonard, recorded by his wife, Karen Slavik Leonard. Her book, as well as her blog, is called Sleep Talkin' Man.
And away.